This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Good evening. I'm Aaron Brown. You can follow along online and join in the online fun at the hashtag of Great Northern Radio tonight. We are live from the Rife Center in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Both the city of Grand Rapids and Itasca County turn 125 years old this year. It's their quasquicentennial. That's what I was told. A baby born here in 1891 would, if that baby were here, would have 3 years on the world's longest recorded lifespan. More importantly, that super centenarian baby would now have the best seat at Dottie's Cafe, by far. You'd have to pry that coffee cup from his cold, dead hands. No, really, you should check his pulse. He hasn't moved in a while. Oh, he blinked. He's good. He's all right. But that long human lifespan would have seen waves of change move across this northern landscape. What once was a land populated by elk and white pines taller than radio transmitters became a small modern city and interconnected county. A place that started with rowdy lumber camps has become a haven for the arts, evidenced here in this cathedral of culture at the Rife Center. Many paved roads were still dirt just 40 years ago. Now high-speed internet is being hooked up across the county, even to my house out in the woods of Balsam Township. Itasca County has become my home. I grew up, yes, I'm going to admit it, on the Eastern Iron Range. It's true. Don't do that. Don't. No. But now my wife and I live on old family land in the wilds of the Western Mesabi. One finds many arguments about where the precise border of the Iron Range may be found. Some say it's east of here in Coleraine. Some say west at Cohasset. Others say it's right here in Grand Rapids. I would argue that the line is somewhere out in the parking lot of this building, and all of you can go sort it out later if you feel the need. I've learned a lot since I moved here. For instance, Itasca County was once much bigger. Virtually everything north and west of Duluth was once known as Itasca County, broadly describing the region from which the Mississippi River originated, including Lake Itasca. The name Itasca comes from the two Latin words veritas caput. I'm not very good at Latin, but Itasca in the middle of that means true head of the great river. The Mississippi River has held economic and spiritual significance for the humans of this area since the departure of the glaciers, when the draining of the ancient glacial lakes cut the stream into the land all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. For millennia, the northern Mississippi has sent fresh water south, while the south has sent us mostly a lot of weird invasive species. We have, however, made special arrangements with the South to exchange custody of our elderly residents about once a year. Itasca County is home to more than 1,000 of Minnesota's, quote, 10,000 lakes. It's no wonder the first commercial water skis were developed here in Grand Rapids in a building that still stands out on Highway 169. It all started with the Jetson family. Not those Jetsons. Local Jetsons started the Jet Ski Company, making wooden skis that allowed people to glide along behind ever faster motorboats. Now, many local genealogies date back to a precise moment in the late 1960s when a bikini top was lost to the depths of Lake Pacagama. This area is known for many resorts and summer camps. Young people from all over the country know this place only by its blue water and bright green summer foliage. This land would bring many people here again and again to recreate, to reside, and to retire. We are so glad to bring our show home to you, our friends and neighbors, on this fine summer night. Thank you for listening.